Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Just wanted to say that this is exciting days.
Yeah.
I think about Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, how things are unfolding before us all. And I love his responses. I love his responses because he's just loyal to God. I mean, he's had a lot of benefits in regards to, you know,
seeing,
walking through beautiful splendors of all the things that, you know, are available to us. But he also had to go through all those emotional experiences as well, I guess. But he did pick at his armor. but he wrote a book called The Call. The Call. And I feel like, and he penned it and signed it and even published it in 1998. And I think November 1998.
Yeah.
And and I feel like if you have not yet, I encourage you to get the book, The Call. And it is a vision, a prophetic vision about what's going on. It talks about three different armies, spiritual armies. And I feel like, you know, that, you know, the Lord is raising up the third army. And that's why you see apostolic centers coming up around the world. And and you'll see when you read this, it'll kind of give you a perspective, because I don't have a lot of time to give you a perspective. But to be a part of the third army, all you have to do is die to yourself and follow God. It's not a big deal. You know, find your place, find where you relate, and find what God's called you to do, and do it in your place, in the context of that, and in the relationship to the body. But also the torch and the sword. The torch and the sword. As you see, even behind me right now, you're seeing the torch for those that are watching on Christian Television Network and or streaming through VFNTV.com, all the different ways you're watching us, maybe on your smart device. It's there. I see it. I meant the flaming torch that was there already behind me before it moved. Think about it. It's the torch and the sword. And when you think about Gideon, you know, God was doing something so amazing that he narrowed down the number so much to the point where men could not take credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, it was the deliverance that God was building. It was something that God was doing. And it's a very good perspective, because we can wrongly use the torch, we can wrongly use the sword, and we can come against the very thing that God's wanting to build up called the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you got to speak truth, but speak the truth in love in the context of that. And what it makes me think about, years ago an AT&T conference. There was an AT&T conference going on, which is America Telephone and Telegraph Company. Troy didn't know that. AT&T. Mm-hmm. And she's talking to the customer service, the president or whoever, that were talking to the customer service people who were at that time. This is kind of historical. Mm-hmm. They actually had wires by then. And she's trying to help them understand to give better customer service. And she says, there was this, so she tells a story, which is a really good way to learn. And so she says, there was this particular man that he died. He died and he went to heaven, and he's standing outside. And of course, this is AT&T telling it, this is not biblically correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, a story. And so the man goes to the gate, and Peter is at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter's at the gate, and the man says, you know, whatever, this is heaven. He says, yeah. He says, well, come on in. He says, you got to make a choice, though. You're going to come here or you're going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in the AT&T scenario, now you can see why they even checked it out. Some of the things that they're doing. But anyway, in the context of that, they go, well, hey, well, let me go down and see first then, because, you know, I'm going to make a decision. This is an eternal decision. Am I going to choose heaven or hell? I got to know.
Right.
By the way, you got to make that decision before you die. But this is what the scenario is in the context of the story. So the guy goes down there and he looks and is like, there's like the sandy beaches, you know, I'm for John, like pontoon boats, you know,
yeah.
No, but there's sandy beaches, little chairs, little umbrella drinks, and people with all those kind of different things going on. And it's just like perceived paradise. And so he goes back up and talks to Peter. He says, listen, this is pretty cool. This was a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm going to go to hell. You think about it.
Mm.
I mean, people make that choice every day, right?
Every day.
And because they are deceived. And so then he says, okay, that's it. You made your mind up. You know, it's either heaven or hell. You have to make your mind up. By the way, you have to make this decision before you die. And so he picks hell. The gates of heaven are closed. He goes down there. When he shows up in hell, it's fiery burning lava rocks, and people are screaming and yelling, and just, it was terrible. There was no sand, no umbrella drinks, no nothing or anything like that. And he just begins to scream, I want to see the management around here. I want to see the management. You bring the manager, because yesterday when I was here, it was all like this. And all of a sudden, Lucifer shows up and says, what's wrong? You know, you're in hell, right? Yeah. What's wrong? And he goes, I want to tell you that yesterday I came just here to just check this out. And it was sandy beaches. It was all nice. People were waiting on me. It was like little drinks with little umbrellas in them. And it was just, you know, beautiful waters and all this kind of stuff. And he goes, oh, yesterday you were a prospect.
Mm.
Today you're a customer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, that so fits the reality that Satan is the deceiver. Yeah. But understand that in the church is that we speak the truth in love. Be careful in how you're speaking it, because, you know, if you laid your life down for the person who was lost so they could be one, don't kill them when they're already your brother.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, it's like, well, I'm not trying to, you're being all nice to the cashier, but you go home and treat your husband like a dog. Like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what are you doing? If he is your brother in the Lord, then you would treat him kindly. Or you treat your secretary all nice, but then you go home and treat your wife, you know, terrible.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, oh, that's when you were lost, but now that you're saved, I can treat you any old way. And it's like, no, right. This is what Jesus said.
Mm.
Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you do it to me. And not only that, he says many people die early for only getting this. We're only discerning the body of Christ. And we cannot have two different perspectives, because you have people that are laying down thousands and thousands and thousands and maybe millions of dollars to go win the loss, but they don't lay a dime down to keep the law, keep the one.
Wow.
They don't, you know, 97% are not even tithing and offering, but while they're actually sending out something to, it's like, but you, the concept is you're thinking that the four soil analogy is not true, what Jesus said. It's like, we got to begin to really take care of everybody, the whole context of all that. And if we do, then God will take care of us. Because if he says, if you give even a drink of water to the least of these of mine, you give it to me.
That's right.
And so you've got to understand that we're always both sides of the analogy, that even the people that are in darkness, we treat to the best of our ability, and the people that are in the light, we treat them as well too. We don't assume how it's going to be, no matter how they treat us. So I just want to encourage you to treat everybody like they're a prospect, right? Treat everybody like they are the body of Christ. Treat them two ways. One way as if they are Jesus, and the other way as if Jesus died for them, because he did.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio. 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.